Today's New Testament reading is the Epistle to the Ephesians, the 4th and 5th chapters. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he might have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is, an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not become partners with them, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Duncan McClellan.
Imagine doing the splits between two chairs while holding a 135-pound barbell over your head. Now imagine skiing off a jump, doing a flip in the air, high-fiving a fellow skier on a ski lift, and nailing the landing. Or riding a unicycle across the top of a white picket fence. People Are Awesome is one of my favorite Facebook addictions. The group collects and shares videos of people doing things that people just shouldn't be able to do. If you're familiar with Fail Army, this is the opposite. A dad catching a golf ball hit by his 4-year-old in his mouth. A man jumping over a mini bike, doing a wheelie, rollerblading backwards down a hill at 60 miles an hour on 1 foot, juggling 5 bowling balls on your back with your feet. It's all amazing stuff. Now, before we jump into our text for today, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 25 through chapter 5, verse 14, we have to do a quick summary of Paul's theology. This is one of those texts that, if you read it quickly and out of context, could lead you in the direction of works righteousness. And we don't want to do that. So, what about Paul's theology? Well, Luther wrote in his Bondage of the Will that man's will is like a beast standing between two riders. If God rides, it wills and goes where God wills. If Satan rides, it wills and goes where Satan wills. Nor may it choose to which rider it will run or which it will seek. But the riders themselves fight to decide who shall have and hold it. Not surprisingly, Paul sees things the same way. Man begins his life as a slave, property of sin and the devil. He is bought, redeemed, by the death and resurrection of Jesus. He continues to be a slave, only now he is a slave of God. The two masters, God and Satan, treat their property very differently and use it for very different purposes. Satan uses those under his control to lead the world to rebel against God, to sin, which eventually leads to death. God uses those under his ownership to hallow his name, bring his kingdom, and to do his will on earth through the proclamation of the gospel and holy living. In both cases, the slaves, or if you prefer, servants, behave and look like their masters. In our text, Ephesians 4:25 to chapter 5, verse 14, Paul is writing about how those who have been redeemed, brought out from under being under the controlling influence of the devil and sin, have been reborn under the controlling influence of the Holy Spirit, and how they should live a radically different life than they did before they came to know and believe the good news of Jesus. Now, in a 5-minute sermonette, we don't have time to get into the specifics of all that Paul writes, but the 30,000-foot view will do for us for now. The reason the list of specific differences in behavior between Christians and non-Christians is so long, comprising almost all of our text, is because our lives have been completely transformed by the gospel of Christ. It's not as if the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus and our salvation touches only one aspect of our lives. Paul did not write, only live a sexually pure and decent life, or stop the cussing and excessive drinking and you're good to go. No, that's not what he says. He touches on every area of our lives because every area of our life has been touched and therefore transformed by our gracious and holy God. People Are Awesome has almost 17 million followers on Facebook. For comparison purposes, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has a little over 140,000. People want to see people doing things that they should not be capable of doing. In his letter to the Ephesians, St. Paul is telling the Christians to do what they should not be capable of doing. In addition to many other things, he writes, "Be imitators of God." Now, a good imitator does more than just ape the appearance of the one they are imitating. They know the mannerisms, the speech patterns, the favorite topics, hobbies, and so much more. Imitators of God. Paul says it's not enough to know what God would say about this or that. We are to know what God would do in each and every situation, what God thinks about what is going on around us, and then translate this intimate knowledge of God into action and speech that make us appear to be like God to those around us. People Are Awesome, the spiritual edition. Imitators of God, Paul writes to the Ephesians, Christians doing things that people just shouldn't be able to do, because we have been redeemed by the one person who did what no one was able to do. Redeemed by Jesus, who did the impossible, put the weight of the sin of the world on his body, which he then gave up as a sacrifice for the sins of the whole world on the cross, and then again doing what no one should be able to do. He came back to a life that cannot end, that death has no control over or claim to, when he came out of the tomb on Easter Sunday, and who has claimed us and made us his own through baptism, so that we also might be imitators of God. In the name of Jesus, amen.